My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. Happy to be joined by the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, who joins us this morning. What's up, Coach?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be on with you, man. Good morning,
hey, thank you. Hey, first of all, let me just tell you something. You know, we had you on earlier, and I know some of the guys met you out at happy hour, you know, some of the other media guys. I got to tell you, and everything's going great. It's exciting. It's such a refreshing, and I'm not asking to say anything negative. It's so exciting to have a guy on the sideline that actually coaches. It's fired up. I mean, we've had guys here that just sit there and they fold their arms. I'm sure they're, you know, great coaches, whatever. I just love your enthusiasm. I love your passion.
You like his coaching style.
I love your style. And I think you're seeing the players emulate that. It's just awesome.
I appreciate it, man. There's some really fun guys to coach on this team. If you're in this locker room and in the meeting rooms every day, often days it's loud and fun and, you know, like we have a good time. We want to make sure, like, we work our asses off and go for it in every way, but really enjoy the people that we do it with, too. So this crew is getting tighter all the time, and I saw that on the sideline the other night when you see somebody make a big play and, you know, 10 guys are running down the sideline to meet him, and that's the type of things that you can see when a team gets connected, when that energy comes from the guys that aren't in the game, bringing the energy to guys that are. And I'd hope that would happen, so to see that take place down in Miami – made me happy. There was some good hitting, good plays. Just seeing that kind of, you know, connection, it's a big deal.
Coach Quinn, what is it like being the head coach when you have coordinators in place? Last year and much of your career, you've been a coordinator where you're active calling plays on defense. Now you're kind of a delegator. What's it like?
I think what I get a chance to do is I don't really delegate as much as try to make sure I'm present in all the calls, you know, so offense, defense, teams, and then, you know, the replays and game management and timeouts and that kind of stuff. It really allows you to lock in on that. You know, we're going to be a lot of close games this year. We're going to win a lot of close games, and we've got to be really comfortable in those environments. That's why at practice we put our guys into those spots a lot. I think we've done 2-minute or some form of that just about in every practice this season to make sure when those moments come, they feel as normal as, you know, all the other ones. So that's kind of where I try to put most of my focus, just making sure at the most important parts of the game, you know, that I'm able to, you know, deliver on to those what the guys need.
Coach, so obviously yesterday was a big day. You made it official. I think everybody knew it was coming just by what even we could see, that Jaden was sort of passing every test. You name him the starter. Can you go, first of all, have you seen the clip on Hard Knocks, the off-season edition? I get a kick out of it. I loved it when I saw it, of the Giants when they're sitting around, they're having a meeting. I couldn't believe they put all this stuff on TV, but thank God they did. But Dable's sitting around the table, and the GM
Shane asked him,
he goes, is anybody here interested in trading up for Jaden? He goes, Jaden? When he said that, that fired me up so much. A, did you see that? And B, just remind us, when did you know you were picking that kid?
I think maybe they caught it on camera, but there are a lot of teams that probably had that conversation. Just the other ones didn't get it onto camera.
Right.
You put the tape on, and I can remember, like, it was the first player that Adam and I watched back in the winter when I got here, and we were through LSU. He even went back to ASU
right.
about the player and showed me a game against Oregon. Like, he was a freshman, so, like, he had had so much work already done on him that it was pretty clear to see how tough he was, you know, the playmaking that he made, decisions. So that was really cool. You're right. You knew this day would happen. I guess what was exciting to see the how. And he has absolutely gone for it, you know, on the details, you know, making sure early to get things right. Oftentimes he'll come in the next day and already have gone through the script, gone through the things that, you know, needed to do. So that part I was really pumped up with, to see the how he would compete for this thing, how he would go after it. And he absolutely, like, just did not stop. And so it was very cool to see he and some of his teammates kind of taking on that mindset. They won't be denied on going for it.
Coach, I know that when you and Adam were watching video of Jaden in college, he did take some big hits. And I know you were perturbed on Saturday when he didn't slide on that 13-yard yeah. run. You were perturbed. Okay, it is. And then yeah. Jaden was asked yesterday if he's ever practiced sliding. And we kind of dealt with this with RG3 back in the day, too, in 2012, because he didn't slide, and he didn't really – when he tried to slide, he didn't look like he's ever done it before.
He was awkward.
He looked terrible doing it. So do you emphasize in practice? Does he actually practice the slide, or are you just hoping his natural ability – and his instinct is going to tell him, all right, I got to get down here.
Yeah, hope is not a good plan, so we don't go with that one.
All right,
for sure.
Good.
But some QBs are more dive and roll, you know, and so that's kind of what Lamar does. That's what Jaden does. And so not everybody, you know, is leg out, heel behind, slide. Others are, you know, dive. If you're, you know, right-handed quarterback, you know, rolling your left shoulder so you're landed that way.
Right.
So I would say, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's half the league, you know, of the mobile guys are into that, where as opposed to sliding, sometimes you see on the slide, you know, the defender is still there, ready to contact, the guy gets hit up top. Mm-hmm. So we do that, you know, more than, you know, the traditional baseball slide. Both of them are ways to what we would call is get down. You know, that's kind of the term that we use. How do you get down? So, yes, he caught an earful of not getting down into that space. But it's definitely something that it's important, because if you get the first, you're out to the space, you know, let's fight for the other, you know, 3 or 4 yards on a different down. And it's one that all the guys who have this competitive nature and mobility fight through. But, yeah, we don't want those kind of hits, that's for sure. Some of the ones that you saw, you know, down, you know, in college, He's plenty tough enough. He's proven that. No demonstrate needing to establish that. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, needs to be part of what we do. But get down is the term that we use, and, you know, it's usually a, you know, forward dive and a roll with it.
Coach, even those of us that are just fans, we don't get to see him every day. We just seen the you know, bits from the scrimmages, video clips that people have put up, the games, preseason games. It looks like this kid has it all. I mean, he's got the arm talent, the quick release, the knowledge, the demeanor. He's a leader, kind of does it all. Does he have full command already? If you had to play week one right now, could he run Cliff's whole offense right now?
Absolutely. And what we do, we're still kind of in the training camp mode, so we still have two more days today and tomorrow that will kind of finish up what we call like our installs. That's like, think about putting in your playbook of how you do that. Then the next week is kind of trimming some of the things down, you know, that feature certain players, certain things. And so that's the process that you go through. But certainly, you know, as you're going through a week, you don't have the whole playbook up. But for him, he really puts it in, man, in terms of the work and the things to go. So we're going to feature the things that, you know, he excels at. He loves, features the offense and the players in their way. But he absolutely is ready to do that. And that's what was cool to see, like when I was talking about how he would go for it. And things like, you know, calls, checking in and out of plays and protections, playing the position well, not just throwing it well. And I think that's kind of what you're alluding to with the comment, that it's the whole playing of the position.
Coach, how concerned are you with the kicking right now?
It's certainly not where we want it, so that's fair to say.
Yeah.
It's such an important part, you know, in our league, you guys know this, these games come down to the end. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, last year, maybe it was close to like 70% or within one score. And so knowing how important that is such a big deal. So got another week of practice this week, another one next week before we get into the final roster. So we've got work to do to improve on that spot. And that's what we'll dig in on to make sure that we're really, you know, going for it and nailing it in every way. But, you know, still got work to do at that spot and some other ones as well.
I know Riley Patterson hasn't been in the league that long, but just kind of looking at the stats a couple of years ago when he was with Jacksonville, pretty sure.
Yep.
Had a good
year. Jacksonville and Detroit.
And then Detroit. His numbers were good. He was 30 for 35. Now, I don't know about, I didn't look at the extra points, but he was 30 for 35. So he obviously was pretty darn consistent. And then it looked like he just had no confidence on Saturday. I know you were talking to him. But is that what it is right now? It's just a confidence thing, or is it technique? What is it?
More technique, I would say, like, because he really had, wish he had been at practice Thursday. He had, like, you know, in our practice against the Dolphins, 6 for 6, and 3 or more were 50. So it felt really good. And then I think on the first one, technical, meaning, okay, you know, plant foot too close to the ball, which makes you hook a little bit. So those are the things that you want to make sure you're working at. You look outside, and I see, you know, the person out on the field who's, you know, going through steps, you know, going through the visualization is Riley. So that's really what you're looking for as a coach, to say, hey, these are some things that I have to get fixed and I'll work on it. And I don't know about you, but the people that improve the most are the guys that have the ability to have self-awareness to go correct it. So when somebody knows what went wrong, that's a lot easier to fix. If you ask somebody, what happened? I don't know. Then you got more problems. So the fact that he had, you know, a clear, you know, understanding of what he needed to fix and how he needed to, that gives any coach, you know, good insight to say, okay, awareness to get it better and how to do it. But at the end of the day, you know, we are in a performance spot and we got to be able to deliver in that. And that's where we're at heading into this game.
Okay.
Coach, as you process all this, what have you learned about the new kickoff rules and the way it's played out for you in these scrimmages and in preseason games or whatever? And then does that have any effect on kicker? Because I'm watching it, and you know, these guys are kicking, I don't know, for lack of a better phrase, like squib kicks or whatever, you know, they're bouncing a bunch of times. And I think I even heard you allude in one of your conferences that as soon as the ball hits the ground, that guys can take off now, right? So that's a different strategy.
That's correct.
Does that make, like, leg strength maybe not quite as important as it has in years past, where you want to have a guy booted 80 yards out of the end zone every time?
Yeah, it's a great question, and one that's been debated all spring around the league, because if you can hit it on the ground, you know, the kicking team can leave earlier. Mm-hmm. It can make it a little more challenging to field, you know, like think of being a shortstop or second baseman. If you get a nice hop, you can throw that guy out. But if that misjudge it and now all of a sudden pop to a second hop and those ones, that can be where it's tough. I think there'll probably be some times where maybe there's a returner or you're at the end of the game where you say, we still want to go kick this out. You know, we would take it at the 30 based on, you know, a game situation or that. So, but you're right. There's an advantage with the kickers that have the ability to hit it into the landing zone into a certain spot, and that's the area from the 20-yard line down to the goal line. That's what's called the landing zone. Mm-hmm. If you're short of the landing zone, it's the same penalty as kicking it out of bounds. It goes all the way to the 40. So think of it like don't leave a birdie putt short. You know, if you have to hit it into the landing zone. Otherwise, the penalty for that is the return team gets it all the way out at the 40, which is a big deal. Then you're, you know, 20, 25 yards away from potentially a point. So some cool strategies going with it. I like where we're at. Lots of stuff still that we're working through. We've had two practices and two games with it, another one this week. So I think when it gets to the opening weekend, it's going to be kind of wild and kind of fun.
Talking to head coach Dan Quinn from your Washington Commanders. Now, you actually made this kind of a front and center issue last week when you said you're trying to figure out wide receiver number two. Have you gotten closer to figuring it out? What do you see at wide receiver beyond Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I think there's a really good group of players into that spot. So we don't necessarily call them into, you know, twos and threes, kind of like, you know, in basketball or in fantasy ball or whatever, but it's how do you feature the guys of the things that they can really do well. And that's at tight end and at running back and receiver. So I do like the group. We've got a very competitive group from Olamide and Dotson and JC and Brown, just down the line, you know, Pringle, who's in a new addition. All of them kind of bring some cool different stuff to the team, and that's our job as coaches to make sure that we're putting the guys of the things that they're really, you know, good at, that we can put them in that space to go do it. In other words, if you want to take the top off of defense, you got to put somebody in that can fly. If you want to put somebody that's down in the slot, you got to be able to, you know, be strong enough to break off of leverage off of somebody. And that's where a guy like McCaffrey's got the strength to be inside in the slot to do that, where, you know, bodies are on you and you can make these contested catches. So it just kind of depends how you're going to feature the guys. But Terry is our, you know, X. He's usually to the weak side of the formation. So there's a lot of singles, you know, that can be, you know, to his side. But past that, we're just trying to find the things that the guys do best and then feature them into that way, much like we do at a lot of spots.
Yeah, and I remember when we had you on, as soon as they announced that you were the guy, I started dreaming about what you could maybe do with Jamin, and because of his athleticism. Yep. I remember talking to you about him, and his athletic profile in Micah's is actually not that different. And you have been experimenting with him at pass rush. He's made some plays. Has he shown enough to you where he could have a meaningful role as a pass rusher on this football team?
Yeah, that can sometimes even have a vision for him coming out of Kentucky. You know, I saw the speed. I can remember being down with the staff down there and talking through him and some of his teammates during that year's draft class. And so going through it, I thought, there's the speed, there's the quickness. As a pass rusher, you have to be able to beat him to the punch and get off quickly. And he always had that trait. So to get excellent at it, we would knew it would take all the way through training camp to get in the extra work for him to become, you know, where he's at a comfortable level doing it. Now you have the ability then to be, you know, behind the ball, on the end of the line, but you had to go put that work in. Been so impressed, by the way. He's just absolutely gone for it. Spent a lot of time with Ryan Kerrigan and knows a thing or two about pass rush. And so finding those small margins and things that you can do better, you know, James has certainly done that.
Coach, just a couple rapid-fire questions for you at the end, because the last time we had you on was before the draft, and we thought it was a tell. Maybe you can admit whether it was a tell or not. We played word association with you, and we threw out some of the quarterbacks who were drafted. Caleb Williams, you said DC.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, I believe you said athletic. And then we said Jaden, and you were like, he took a pause and said game changer, like they're drafting Jaden Daniels. All right, so they're just rapid fire.
So what you're telling me is I got no poker game, even on the radio, poker voice and poker face. That's a problem.
We thought it was a giveaway. Do you have a poker game? MGM National Harbor is right down the street.
I do not at all.
All right, I'm curious, just rapid fire. In a typical week, how many hours are you putting in?
A lot.
Like when did you get home last night?
Later. And I got up early.
So, all right.
It's not a good model for anybody. So I'm not even going to share it with you.
Right.
When you were at Salisbury with Jason Bishop,
yes, sir.
Were you a secrets guy, a Dewey guy? Like, where would you go?
Ocean City.
Yeah,
Ocean City, OC.
Post game, when you finally get to chill after your first game on Sunday, are you a post-game beer guy, wine guy, cocktail? What do you do?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One guess. That should be fairly easy for you. What would you think?
I would think a beer.
There you go. Easy guess.
And then do you have a family member that you don't necessarily listen to that will give you advice on what to do as a coach?
No, not a family member on that one. That's like being as coach, there are junkies that think you know what they should do, family members, right. Friends. But at the end, man, you got to go trust your gut, take all the info, and go let it rip.
Hey, last question for me anyway. I don't know if Jason may have one. Have you decided, like, Jaden's definitely not playing in this week? Have you announced
that? I'm not going to hit on some of the guys this week. We're going to, honestly, like for 2 days, all I want the guys thinking on is just competing against one another. We're going today, tomorrow, the last two installs, and then we're going to kind of dig into Friday. We'll begin the New England prep. So we kind of want to get a chance to go through the roster. We actually have a personnel meeting this morning. So as we dig into Friday, we'll kind of have some more info about who would play and how much and that kind of stuff.
All right. Okay. That's what I was going to ask, too.
Right.
A non-answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get through it a couple days and then see what we need. And, you know, if we think, you know, certain people need certain ones, then that's how we'll do it.
All right.
Gotcha. Well, he doesn't need anything. He's good.
Good stuff.
All right, Coach,
like
thank
said,
you.
Lots of people, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it so much. We'd like to do
Thanks
it again.
Thanks for the time, buddy.
All right, you got it. Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care of you too. Yep.
It's Coach Dan Quinn, our training camp covers on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
I could have talked to him. We all could have talked to him longer, but you don't want to do it too long, and then he's pissed. You know what I'm saying?
And like, he doesn't want to come on.
Then we won't want to come on because we won't ever let him go. Yeah. So you just kind of
I do believe he really likes talking to us, though. So I don't.
He likes talking, I think.
Yeah.
But he's also busy as hell.
You can tell.
You know, when you did the happy hour with the media happy hour, I was in Bahamas. I don't know where EB was. Mm-hmm. You and Cakes went. How
Correct.
Much time did you spend talking to him?
I probably talked to him for 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
I think I talked to Peters longer.
That's some good stuff.
Because Dan was bound. I talked to Dan right when he came into the restaurant. And once he got into the actual side room, the party room where all the media was, he was bouncing around. So I didn't really talk to him then. I talked to him before he went
Let
in.
Me ask you.
But Peters, yes. I talked to Peters more.
You asked both guys what neighborhood they're looking
Definitely.
At. How big is the house going to be?
I asked Dan that. I think I already knew where Adam lived because right. one of the PR guys told me. But, yeah, of right. course.
That's your thing.
I didn't want to talk, you know,
you're not gonna ask
a lot of football.
Right, you're not going to ask him, are you planning to do cover three?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him that.
Right.
I just wanted to kind of talk about life.
Right.
And, you know, Peters was talking about his kids a lot. I just, you know, I figure if these guys are coming in to talk to the media, the last thing they really want to talk about is football.
Probably.
But they're kind of prepared to talk
they're
about
prepared,
football.
They're prepared, but
I'm
didn't
sure
want to.
There was a ton
but
of
I just knew
that kind of bored me, so I wanted to talk
listen,
about
it. Listen, I'm not suggesting you have to talk about football, but I just knew you would somehow be in their pockets. I just knew that would be a part of it.
I don't know if I was in their pockets, but I think they enjoyed my questions more than a lot of other guys, put it that way.
Mm. All right, fair.
Very cool. That was Dan Quinn, your mm-hmm. Commander's head coach. A little bit later, we're going to have Chick Hernandez, who's been calling the games, WSA sports director and anchor. He will join us at 9 o'clock here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.